It's not easy explaining what it feels like to disappear in 10 words or less. The closest way I can describe it is the feeling of walking up the stairs in the dark, maybe in the middle of the night when you're on your way back to bed after using your bathroom or stumbling home from a party, too drunk to find the light switch, and thinking there's one less step than there is. Your foot plummets through thin air, your stomach goes with it, and in my case, the rest of your body follows. There one second, gone the next. But that's not 10 words, and 10 words max is all I have with Appa before he starts to get that look in his eye, the look that says, I'm here, but not really here. He does that a lot. Goes to this place inside his head where I can't follow. I lie on my bed, fully dressed, 7:07 a.m., practicing how I want to tell him what I want to tell him in a way that'll make him listen. Really, listen. I've been thinking about it since yesterday, when disappearance number 9 happened. He's your dad, Nikita reminded me. Of course he'll listen. Easy for Nikita to say. She has breakfast every Sunday with her own dad, eating scones spread with their homemade blueberry jam. Nikita's my best friend, and I love her, but I also know Appa. I close my eyes, try to picture us making jam together. Impossible. My brain literally can't compute it. I go back to counting words on my hands, fingers going up and then back down like I'm mapping out the syllables of a haiku. But I'm not trying to write poetry. I'm just trying to figure out a way to talk to my dad. Appa, I need to tell you... No. So, funny story. Wait, no. No useless intros. Straight to the point, Amy. Straight to the point. I recite until at last, I think I've got it. I roll out of bed and strap my film camera over my shoulder, grab my backpack, palms sweaty, and head to the kitchen. He's sitting at the table, already deep in his weekday morning ritual when I walk in. Coffee in the same green mug with a spider crack along the handle, scrolling through the news on his phone, eating a bowl of cereal. Today, it's Special K, the vanilla almond kind. Our pantry is full of cereal boxes, courtesy of Appa, arranged by box color, courtesy of me. My mom used to call it our cereal library. It's one of the few things that hasn't changed since she left.
Morning, Amy,
he says, not looking up from his phone. I jump straight to it, not wasting time. It happened again yesterday,